Commentator Annie Corzin used to be a New Yorker, but gave it up for career opportunities in Los Angeles. One of the things she likes best about LA's entertainment business is the chance for a great send-off.
I moved to Los Angeles from New York around 10 years ago, and I'm still suffering from culture shock. One of the fun things I miss most about Manhattan is going to spoken word events, like the annual reading of James Joyce's Ulysses on the Upper West Side. Now, I'm not smart enough to actually read the book, but it's very comforting to just sit in the dark for a few hours and have a bunch of wonderful actors give life to the language. James Joyce is not a big draw in Hollywood, but I have found a way to hear brilliant, stimulating dialogue here. All you have to do is go to a showbiz funeral. A few years ago, a friend of mine died. He was a well-known character actor, and the memorial service was held on the Paramount lot. An impressive lineup of writers, actors, and directors shared funny and moving memories and showed film clips of our friend's career. Are you allowed to say that you enjoyed a funeral? I mean, I had a really great time. Hollywood memorials are celebrations. One friend had the service in a nightclub. She hired her late husband's favorite swing band and served the foods and wines he especially liked. She's a TV comedy writer, so the speeches were hilarious, but also very tender and sentimental. We ate and drank and laughed and cried and danced. What a wonderful tribute to a guy who loved to party. I've been so inspired by these events that I've decided that I want to plan my own memorial. It'll be in a beautiful garden with everyone wearing bright colors, no black. We'll have Ella Fitzgerald and Rosemary Clooney on the sound system and a multi-culti buffet of cold sesame noodles, goat cheese pizza, and potato knishes. Smoking will be allowed. Most importantly, I get to choose the speakers, the sharpest, funniest people I know. Of course, they have to show me their material beforehand in case I need to punch it up a little. In Hollywood, no project ever gets developed with just one writer. And the beauty part is, after a lifetime of being a mostly unemployed actor slash writer, I could go off in a blaze of glory as a producer.
The comments of Annie Corzin, who performs on television and in a one-woman show called Yenta Unplugged.